From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. As high school students around the country prepare to walk out to protest for tighter restrictions on firearms, California lawmakers and policy advocates are preparing their own responses after the Parkland shooting. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
Bills introduced or being considered in the assembly would raise the minimum purchase age for all firearms to 21 years old, make it easier to rapidly issue gun violence restraining orders, require law enforcement to more quickly enter lost, stolen, or confiscated weapons into a statewide database, and restrict weapon components that can be assembled into firearms. California lawmakers and voters have passed significant new firearm restrictions after other shootings in recent years, including requiring background checks for ammo purchases and banning rifles with magazines that can be released using the tip of a bullet, known as bullet buttons. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Well, during his inspection of border wall prototypes, President Trump resumed his feud with California and its leaders, criticizing Governor Jerry Brown, the state's sanctuary policies, and its tax system.
The governor of California, nice guy, I think he's a nice guy, I knew him a long time ago, has not done the job. And the taxes are double and triple what they should be. And everybody that lives in California, they know it.
Trump's first visit to California as president comes days after his Justice Department sued to block state sanctuary laws, which he says are putting the country at risk. In an open letter to Trump yesterday, Brown invited the president to visit a high-speed rail line in the Central Valley, which he called the heart of California. In the letter, Brown said, "We are focusing on bridges, not walls, and that's more than a figure of speech." Find these stories and others at krcb.org/news. We'd love to hear from you. You can email your comments to listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.